And Father, your word declares that you make a way and show us the way into your presence. And tonight we desire, Father, that we enter into the deep, inside of what you've given us, which is your presence, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God is good all the time. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to share a few things just real quick here before we get started. My wife and I, first my wife sends her love to everybody, and she was not able to make it this trip because we're leaving to go into Portugal coming up. So we're going to Europe, and that's something I've been believing God for quite some time in all reality. Been believing God. I know God's called us to do some things in Italy. We've been praying over that, seeking God for quite some time. And this is the first door open. It's into Europe. It's into Portugal. And we leave in a couple weeks, and we'll be there. We come back for about a week, and then we leave for 5 weeks, well, almost 6 weeks, back to Brazil. And we'll be ministering in 6 different conferences over there. So God's doing great things. And, you know, I go back to, and I share this from my heart, but I go back to our first trip. You know, it was a trip we were believing God and trusting God to get to. Amen. Because when you start going overseas, you know, it's not where you have a lot of finances coming at you. Are y'all with me? And so we ministered here, and Pastor Jim felt in his spirit the seed into our ministry. And he sowed into our ministry, really, the seed that I believe is prospering right now. Amen. And we're seeing the harvest. And just to share a few things, you know, what God's doing, because we're a part of the family here, and I respect my pastor, and we, you know, we bring our prayer always to the Father for this church, because God's placed us here. We tithe here. This is our church. Amen. Pastor Jim is our pastor. And so we wanted to share some things that's going on. You know, many are familiar with our ministry back in 2000. And, you know, we've been ministering here since 86. So it's been a while. And we basically held what we called Holy Spirit conferences. And in those Holy Spirit conferences, we'd bring together every denomination, you name it. Sometimes we'd have 75 to 100, sometimes even 1,000 different denominations and pastors from these denominations. And we'd come together in the presence of the Lord. You know, it's just when you come together as one mind, one spirit, one soul, and one message, you're going to see the glory of God. Amen. And the unity brings the presence of God. And we would see the presence of God just saturate whole coliseums. People would be touched. We'd see 3,000, 4,000 people fall out in the power of God. And just tremendous manifestations, miracles, healings. And so I had not went back to Brazil in some time because, you know, it just wasn't the right timing. And so when we got back to Brazil, our ministry during that time, Pastor, you remember, was called Harvest Time. And when you make a declaration like Harvest Time, you're going to see the results of it. Amen? And so what we're seeing now is the fruit of the seed that we planted during that time. We're seeing pastors that were in our conferences when they were 13, 14 years old, touched by the Holy Spirit the first time in their life, fall out laughing in the Holy Spirit, drunk in the Holy Ghost when they were 13 years old, Holy Spirit, and just being filled with the presence of God when they were 13 years old, 12 years old. And now we're going back to their churches that they're pastoring of over 1,000 people. Isn't God good? I mean, it's just amazing what God is doing. I arrived in one city called Natal, and when I got there, the pastor, one of the pastors, with three pastors that picked me up, and one pastor said, wait a second, before we leave, I got to talk to you. He said, I haven't seen you in 15 years, and he said, I got to talk to you. He said, I got to tell you what God did. I said, what's that? And he says, do you remember your conference that you had in Campina Grande, which was a city where we were just at? And he said, He said, do you remember that conference? I said, yeah. He says, well, I got to tell you what happened. He said, you remember the lady, you were leaving, the meeting was over, and there was a lady in a wheelchair. And you walked over to that lady in the wheelchair, and you said to her, are you tired of being in that chair? And she looked up at you, and she said, yes, I am. And he said, all you said was, then get out of it. And she got up and walked. He said, that was my grandmother. And he said, she walked the rest of her life. Isn't God good? She walked the rest of her life. And he said, and she just went home with the Lord at 92 years old. Last month. And so, I mean, just tremendous things like that. We were leaving one meeting in a city called Recife, and we were leaving the meeting, and this guy comes running over and grabs me, and my wife's like, we got to go, because we were trying to get out the door, and we'd already taken about hours of pictures. And he said, I got to talk to you. He said, you don't remember me, but I was in your meeting as a child. And he said, I didn't believe in any of that stuff. He said, people were falling out all over the place, and I didn't believe in any of it. And he said, all of a sudden, you walked by me, and I fell out in the power of God. And he said, I've never been the same since. I speak in tongues. I pray in the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I minister. God's opened doors. I'm an evangelist now. I mean, just tremendous things that God's doing. Just to share another testimony, I was in a meeting, And a guy come up to me and he said, my aunt had multiple sclerosis in a meeting. You didn't even touch her. He said, you were praying over several people and the power of God fell. My aunt fell out in the power. She was with two canes, I guess. She couldn't walk. And he said, you just were waving your hand at one section she was in. She fell out and she was instantly healed of multiple sclerosis. And still to this day, she was not able to drive. She was not able to do anything. And now she's still, till this day, in Rio and able to do everything. Praise God. But I mean, just the fruit, and that's what we don't understand, the seed. That seed that was planted, I believe, is Europe, Pastor. I believe it with all my heart. I believe that we are going to see Europe open up like we saw Brazil. And we're going to see some of the same conferences in Europe, because right now, Europe needs a touch from God. Yes. I mean, they say that Europe right now is down to less than 30% that declare they're Christians. That's sad. The churches down there in that area are shutting their doors and mosques are buying them. Church, we got to wake up and understand we're living in the last days. Amen. And it's a time that we need God more than ever before. We need His glory more than ever before. We need His presence more than ever before. God has sent me back to a word church, to Rhema in all reality. It was Rhema, Verbo da Vida, which is the word of life in Portuguese, is the name of the ministry. And it was started by a man named Bud Wright that went home to be with the Lord early. He should have never went home to be with the Lord, but his diet is what took him home, and he was the first to admit that. But he went home to be with the Lord, I think, at 63, 64, something like that. And he was a man of faith. He preached and taught the Word of God, but he always encouraged the body, don't lose the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And he always encouraged them. But the churches down there never really embraced the Holy Spirit. So the Lord spoke to me and He said, I'm taking you back to that ministry. There's 375 churches down in Brazil that is of that ministry. 285 Rhema Bible Training Centers. They have internationally, there's a, I can't remember the exact statistics, but I think it's 130 some thousand Bible schools and ministries overseas that are Rhema. And 56,000 graduates, that's what it is, graduates. 56,000 came from Rhema, Brazil. So it's a tremendous time. And the Lord showed it to me this way. He says, I'm taking you into this ministry because the vessels are full of water. And he says, but now it's time to transform the water into wine, praise God, and begin to fill them with the Holy Spirit, begin to see the manifestations of the Spirit, begin to see the demonstrations. I mean, we're seeing things that's just absolutely amazing what God is doing. Whole ministries are literally being transformed. And when I was preaching not too long ago, I was in a city in the Northeast. And while I was preaching, the Holy Spirit was moving so mightily. People were getting filled. People were laughing. People were getting touched by the presence of God. I looked up and I saw in heaven. And in heaven, I saw Bud Wright, which was the apostle of the work, sitting at the right hand of God. And when I saw him sitting up there, I knew him. He used to do my conferences. We had him speak at our conferences all the time. And when I looked up and I saw him, I looked on the other side of Jesus. Jesus was in the middle, and it was Kenneth Hagin. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, I am restoring in these last days the Word and the Spirit. He said, you can have the Word, but if you don't have the Spirit, then you're going to miss it. You can have the Spirit, but if you don't have the Word, you're going to miss it. And the Lord showed me that the mantle that was on Brother Hagin is that prophetic anointing. And his ministry was twofold. It was a teaching anointing, but it was also a prophetic ministry. And the teaching anointing took off and began to manifest here in the United States, but the prophetic ministry never did. Not like God wanted it to. But in these last days, God's bringing the two together. And we're going to see a double portion of the glory of God like we've never seen before. Amen. It's time, praise God. Somebody say, it's time. It's time. The presence of God is being released in the earth. The presence of God is not coming. The presence of God, you know, the kingdom of God is not coming. It's in you. It's inside of you. You create the kingdom around you. Just like, you know, Richard said when he was up there, he made a perimeter around his house and said, this is the kingdom. Amen. You make a kingdom. You make the kingdom of God, but it's up to you to realize that it's inside of you and it has to come out of you and it has to manifest through you and it has to be demonstrated through you. God's not waiting on it to be demonstrated through other people. He's waiting on it to be demonstrated through you. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. And we've been seeing tremendous things over there. And I just wanted to testify a little bit because, you know, your ministry, this church is our church, and you've been praying for us. You've been supporting us. We believe that you need to know, amen, what God is doing. So again, I won't be here during camp meeting because I'm going to be in Brazil, but I'll be there for 6 weeks. Keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. And, you know, anytime the Lord begins to speak to you about us, just pray. Just pray, because there's a lot going on in Brazil right now. There's a lot going on. There's the economy's a mess. The world's a mess. Amen. The dangers of being in that country are there, but they fall at our side. I'm not worried about that. Amen. But that's when we need prayer warriors. That's when we need intercessors. That's when we need people interceding and praying. We were in a meeting in Livingston, and the pastor got up and he said, I don't know what this is. He says, but I got to tell you what's going on. He said, Brad, the Lord spoke to me something. And he said, this next trip, and he thought it was to Brazil. He said, this next trip, the enemy wants to take you out. But I want you to know that God revealed that to me tonight. We're going to pray and we're going to break that assignment in Jesus' name. And so he did. He broke that assignment. There was another lady there and God blessed her also. She's been going into the Philippines. And the presence of the Lord just filled that place. So and why I said that was because God wakes up people. God, you're a watchman. Every person in this church is a watchman. You need to be on your watchtower praying. You need to be alert praying. You need to be sensitive praying. And when you're in that place, God can say, hey, pray for this right now. Pray for this right now. When I'm in Brazil, you know, in Europe, we'll be 8 hours ahead. So, you could wake up in the morning and I could still be doing whatever. And God could say, pray. Amen? Hallelujah. Before we get started, I want you to stand up, and we're going to do that right now. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to pray the will of God down. And not only over in the ministry that God's called us to, but we're going to pray it down in this church. The Lord spoke to my spirit some things for tonight, and the will of God will be performed in this church. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Father, right now, take the hand of the person beside you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that your word will prevail. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against the ministry, against this church, against any person that has any authority or connection with our ministry will prosper. We declare, Father God, that your glory and your grace and your mercy follow every person in this church, every person that goes with our ministry. And Father, we thank you that doors are being opened and no weapon formed against these ministries will prosper. Oh, prestedi ne mabra desi che ben alambra da fasia. Oh, re papa barata cala l'alambro sotto dei mandreti di massaha brodaitz. Istembro dono no gro destima. Mandrebbe te fi di bon rapa candrossi di nene massabro nehemana. E bro sorra papa ta papa ta la la massa. Ne bro sopra be mandrete che ne ne macra da stine di bocco. Oh, bro bo don bon do bro bo don bro do bo. Se ne mandrete. Se le mande brede ni se no crassaba mandra sobre mandre me grande ma sobre manda in sidi magrada. Oh, we worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We thank you that you continue to perform the work that you've begun in this ministry, in this house. We thank you, Lord God, that whatever is coming against our pastor, now we declare this is not unto death, but that the glory of God will be revealed in Austin, Texas. We come in agreement, Father God, with this house, that our pastor walks in divine health. Our pastor walks in a divine miracle. And we declare, as he's been declaring, his new heart is his. He has it. We thank you for it. We declare it as done, Father. And we thank you, Father, that your glory shall be revealed in this house, Father. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against any person in this house will prosper. For when the pastor is the covering that is in faith and the glory is upon that pastor, every person in this house is protected. And no weapon formed against it prospers. We declare it, Father, according to your word. And we thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bramba dushti grad nambre defiesa suma. Hallelujah. 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 Brambro sude nembra bdeshkine ne batahaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Sing it. The whole earth is thank you, Lord Jesus. Shabrabu nombrabas getelambras. Hallelujah. Holy. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. Come on, sing it to him now. Sing it to him.
The whole earth is full of your glory.
belly and sing this.
The whole earth is full of your glory.
You're the earth, you're the earth, you're the earth. Raise it up there. Hallelujah. Oh, we're full of your glory tonight, Father. We're full of your glory tonight, Lord. Your glory is your mercy, your goodness, your kindness, your joy. Oh, we're full of your glory tonight, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Word of God, hallelujah, tells us in Psalm 16, verse 10, you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. Come on, somebody. Say, I don't have decay. Though the outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed. Say, the inward man is renewed. That means the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead quickens your mortal flesh. Oh, glory to God. We ought to be in a place in the body of Christ where we don't have any decay. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. We in the body of Christ should realize that no weapon formed against our bodies prosper because of the greater one that's inside of us. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 says that there's a greater glory coming in the latter days. Are y'all with me? And that greater glory is not coming, it's here. That greater glory has already come. That greater glory is inside of you. Come on, somebody, y'all with me? John chapter 14 verse 12 tells us that that greater glory is the greater one. And the greater work, so shall you do, because he's went to the Father. And because he's in the Father and the Father's in him, you shall do greater works. Come on now. You're in the Father. The Father's in you. The same Spirit that raised from the dead's inside of you, and he quickens your mortal flesh. If we start to realize the power of the resurrection that we have inside of us, nothing shall harm us. Nothing shall overtake us. No weapon formed against us can prosper, and age is just a number. Oh, come on, somebody. You can be seated if you'd like, but stay up there and just keep playing that if you wouldn't mind. The Bible tells us, you make known in verse 11. Say, you make known. You make known. What's he making known? A path. How many know that the Word of God says, arise and shine, for the light has come? How many know that the Bible tells us that the light is the Word of God? It's the lamp under our feet. It's the light unto our pathway. Can you say amen? So that light has shined. We're not waiting on it to shine. It has shined. But you know what that light is shining on us to reveal? It's shining on us to reveal the path to the presence of God. He wants us to understand. I go to churches, Pastor, even over in Brazil, and I've already rebuked a couple churches. And I hope they received it. But when all of a sudden the praise and worship starts, they start the smoke machines. The Lord told me many years ago, as long as we fabricate the glory, we're never going to see the real thing. Come on, somebody, y'all with me? I was in a meeting in Brazil, in Venezuela, and the Lord told me the first night when they opened up the smoke machine. We got churches that have smoke machines. We have churches that are rock and roll concerts nowadays. That's about all they are. Are y'all with me? We're fabricating the glory. We're trying to create an image of the glory that don't exist. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all with me? We're trying to create an image of the glory that's an outward manifestation of an inward revelation. We're not waiting on the glory to come. We're not waiting on the cloud to manifest. The cloud is a foretaste just to show us if a cloud can fill a building, then the glory that's inside this house, this building, has already filled us with just as much power and glory. See, what we got to understand, he wants to show us the path to where the presence of God is. I got news for you. The path to the presence of God's what's inside of you. I remember when I was seeking God one time. I was getting ready to preach. I don't know why this keeps coming over my shoulder. But I was getting ready to preach. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, meditate on my glory. And I said, meditate on your glory. What do you mean, Lord? The Lord said, where is my glory? I said, it's in me. He said, then meditate on it. I'm like, meditate on it. What does that mean? And so the only thing I could think about, Pastor, was as he was saying, look within, look within, look within. And so I started closing myself out to the meeting, to everybody around me, and I started looking inside my belly. I started looking inside the candle of the Lord. Are y'all with me? I started looking into the innermost being, the deep crying from the deep. And I started looking inside. And as I was looking inside, I could see smoke rising up within me. I could see the cloud of glory just like boiling inside my belly. And I started feeling and looking and seeing fire coming out and almost like a storm inside of me. Are y'all with me? And he said, that's my glory, son. And I said, well, why am I meditating on it? He said, watch. Meditate more. And so I started meditating more. And as I meditated, Pastor, I began to sense the fire of God come on my hands and electricity shoot through my arms. And the power of God began to saturate my body. And I began to shake under the presence of the Lord. And I said, Lord, what is this? He said, that's my glory. And I said, well, why am I experiencing this? And about that time, the pastor walks up to me and he says, she says to me, she says, could you pray for somebody before you get started? And I said, sure. I knew right then, see, that's what the glory was for. And so this person, she walks over to this person and he's a man and he's about, I would say he's literally in his 80s. And he was in his 80s. And she said, could you pray for him? He's in so much pain right now that he has to leave the meeting and he's going to go ahead and go to the hospital. And so I'm like, okay, I'll do that, you know. And I said, I begin to pray for him and all of a sudden it was like the Lord said, did I tell you to pray that way? I said, no. And so I stopped and all of a sudden I had a vision of me walking up to this man and hitting him in his back. And I'm thinking, Lord, this man, you know, I don't want to do that. And so he said, do it. So I hit him in his back and he fell out. He laid on the floor and he groaned because he was in pain. And I'm like, Lord, what am I, you know, why did I do this? And he said, do it again. So I said, sir, stand back up. So they got him back up to the floor and I hit him again before I could think about it. And this time he fell out again. And then all of a sudden the Lord said, tell him to stand back up, do it again. Third time I hit him again and he fell out. This time when he hit the ground, he didn't even hardly hit the ground. He jumped up and started dancing and was completely healed. See, the power of God's inside of us. There's a path to understand. The Word of God teaches us that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead's in us. It's not coming. It's not in a room. It's not in a building. We're not creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to begin to move over here. No, we're creating an atmosphere for the Spirit that's inside of you to come upon you and begin to manifest upon you. And with that, He will quicken your mortal flesh. I'm seeing more miracles happening in our meetings now without me even touching anybody. People sitting in the meeting and all of a sudden getting gold dust in their hands and having cancer and taking this gold dust and going, what is this? And then all of a sudden they realize they don't have any more pain in their body and they're healed of cancer. I mean, God is showing up. Heaven is coming down to earth, but it's already here. We just have to realize where we're at. See, we're praying that we bring heaven to earth, but in all reality, we got to realize that we have to be heaven on earth. Oh, come on, somebody, y'all with me. God's glory is showing up. He says, you will make known to me the path of life, and in your presence is the fullness of joy. Hebrews tells us that in the presence of the Lord, joy is unspeakable, but it's full of glory. Somebody say, full of glory. Oh, hallelujah. You know, though the outward man perishes, the inward man is renewing day by day by day. And when we begin to realize that, but see what we're doing in the church today, because we don't understand the power that's in us, we're trying to bring a power to a building. The power's not in the building. I was preaching one time and the Lord said, be careful. And I said, what do you mean, Lord? He says, because it comes in the building. And I said, well, I know that, but what's the difference? And the Lord said, once you realize the path and you start to recognize what's in you and you start to recognize the power that raised Jesus from the dead is inside of your belly, He says, all of a sudden what happens is that power starts to raise up in every congregant, every person in the church, and it starts to rise up within them and it comes upon them. But when it comes upon them, it doesn't just stay upon them, it overflows. And when it overflows, the vessel that is full of life and full of water and full of the glory and full of the word, it becomes transformed into the glory of God and the wine of God, and it starts to overflow. And that's what it talks about in Psalms 24 when He says, my cup overflows. And He says, but when that happens, every person in the church starts to know the path of where the glory is, and it starts to rise up and come upon, and then it starts to overflow, and then it starts to fill the church. And then it starts to saturate the building. And then it gets to a place that it starts to rise to the ankles. And it starts to rise to the knees. And it starts to rise to the waist. And it gets up around the shoulders and into where you gotta jump into the presence of God all the way, because it starts in you. It's not coming from heaven. It starts in you. You're in heaven. Oh, come on, somebody. You're in that place. Look what He says. He says, in your presence is the fullness of joy. You need healing tonight? Guess what? In the presence of God is your healing. In the presence of God is your deliverance. In the presence of God is your joy. In the presence of God, joy to a sick man is divine health. Come on, somebody. Joy to a poor man is to be blessed financially. Joy to a sad person is to laugh and enjoy life. Come praise on. God.
That's right.
The Bible tells us, look what He says in the same context. He doesn't change His thought. He says, in your right hand. Oh, praise God. Nothing, no one can pluck me out of His hand. Can you say amen? He knows every hair on our head. He knows everything about us. He knows every thought. He knows every imagination. He knows everything that you are and everything you're going to be. But we're in that hand. Come on, somebody, y'all with me. I don't know about you, but I've been getting joyful preaching anymore. It's been fun. I get so drunk sometimes I can't even think. Can't talk. Can't walk. But look what he says. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. Say forevermore. That means it don't matter what's going on in our lives. There's a place of safety. Can you say amen? I'm not going to go there, but John chapter 14 verse 1 tells us, don't be upset. Don't let your mind get involved in discouragement and anxieties about tomorrow and what's going on in life. He basically says, I can't think of it in English. Like I've been preaching in Portuguese so much. Não seja perturbado. Don't get all anxious about everything. But realize, and the reason why he said that, you know why he said it? Because Jesus in chapter 13 sat down with the disciples and told them, where I'm going, you can't go yet. Right. Yet. Somebody say yet. He says, you can't go yet. He says, but the day will come when you will. And then he began to tell him where he was going. He was going to the cross. Can you imagine that? So the disciples were all anxious and all upset and all concerned. And he said, don't be like that. Don't allow yourself to be concerned, because in my Father's house. See, he didn't say that they couldn't go to the Father's house. He said they couldn't go to the cross. How many know we can't go to the cross? There's only one that can go to the cross, and his name's Jesus. Come on, somebody. And so when he said, you can't go, he was saying you can't go to the cross. And so they were all upset. That's when Peter said, well, I'll go anywhere you go. I'll follow you to the end. He says, no, you won't. He said, because before tomorrow, the crow's going to crawl, and you're going to be able to say, you denied me. So in all reality, he's saying, you can't go to the cross. Are y'all with me? But then he says, but there is a place. In my Father's house, there's many mansions. Say, I'm a mansion. Say, I'm a dwelling place. Say, I'm a temple. I'm a city. The city of the Most High God. And inside me, there's a river. Say, there's a river. Inside me, there's a river. Somebody say, glory. So when he was saying, he's saying, look, don't be upset, because you know what? I'm going to send you the Comforter. And when my Comforter comes, he's not going to leave you comfortless anymore. He's not going to leave you behind anymore. He's going to come and he's going to dwell inside of you. And the works that I did, if you can believe, I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. The same way the Father's in you and I'm in you, therefore you will do greater. Why? Because we have a double portion of the presence of God inside of us. Oh, glory to God. The Holy Spirit didn't bring half with him. He brought two. Come on. We got the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, and we've got the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ dwelling from within. And that Spirit that's inside of us is not going to leave us comfortless. Can you say amen? And you know, if you go to Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, I'm not going to go there. But in verse 9, it says, not having my own righteousness, which is my own righteousness, but what? Being hid in him. Say, I'm hid in him. Being hid in his word, being hid in his light, being hid in that path. What's that path? That path is showing us what we have inside of us. There's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Good seeing you again. It's been a long time. Amen. Joy unspeakable and full. Somebody say full.
Full of glory.
Say full. Full of glory. Look what he says here. And I'm just going to read it, because I don't want to preach a lot tonight. I want to minister. Look what he says. He says, and being found in him, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 9, not having my own righteousness, which is derived by the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, faith in the anointing. I am crucified. I'm not going to be. I am crucified with Christ. I'm risen, seated at the right hand of God, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. I'm seated at the right hand of God. I'm in the right hand of God. I'm sitting down. Pastor, I'm not worried. I'm not. with anxieties. I don't worry about tomorrow. I don't have to worry about anything. Why? I'm seated. I'm sitting down. I'm relaxing. Why? Because it's resting time. Are y'all with me? By faith, I am going to obtain the promises that God has already given to me. But the way to understand that is to know the path of the answer that's inside of you. The Holy Spirit that's inside of you is the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We don't want to be on the cross. I don't know about you. I'm not dying. I don't understand Christians that want to die. I have Christian friends of mine that pray that they die more. I'm like, dear God, I don't pray that I die more. I pray that I live by faith more. Are y'all with me? I live by faith. It's a new and living way. Can you say amen? It's not a new and dying way. I don't have to die to self. I just have to realize I'm dead and then resurrect into the righteousness of God and begin to walk in resurrection power. Praise God. I don't have to die to sickness. No, Jesus died to sickness. He already healed me. Praise God. All I have to do is sit down in the path to finding out where the presence of God is. Where is the presence of God? It's not down here in this earth. It's at the right hand of God where the pleasures of God begin to flow. We are not down here. We're up there. We need to begin to operate down here from up there, not operate up there from down here. Shh. Every bit of glory, every bit of power, every bit of resurrection is in us, seated at the right hand of God. We need to begin to get heaven to manifest through us down here, but it's happening because we're allowing it to be revealed up there. Shh. I'm not waiting. I'm in it. Praise God. Are y'all with me? Look what he says. He says that I may know and know him in the power of his resurrection, to fellowship with his sufferings, being made conformable to his death, in order that I might obtain to the resurrection from the dead. Another translation says it this way, that I can come to the knowledge and understanding of the resurrection while in this body. Oh, praise God. We're living in the days when we get a hold of this revelation, we start to realize what we have inside of us. We can do like John G. Lake, Pastor. We can put our hands on an x-ray machine and watch the bones come back together. I'm telling you, the resurrection. We can do like John G. Lake and put the bubonic plague on our hands and watch it die right in front of our eyes, because greater is he that's inside of you than he that's in this world. There is no weapon formed against a church that knows where they're seated, that knows the pleasures that they can obtain and operate by being in his hand. Praise God. Shh, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and then if you go on over into John chapter 11, verse 40, it tells us if we believe. What did Jesus say in John chapter 14, verses 9 through 12? He basically told us, if you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me. You know what he's saying there? He's saying, you're the same. You have the Father in you and you are in the Father. See, we're down here with the Father inside of us, the Holy Spirit inside of us, but we're also seated in heavenly places in the Father. Come on, somebody. Hidden in him, not having our own righteousness, not having our own laws. No, but the righteousness which is by faith, we live what's up there inside of us up there, and we live it down here and create heaven and create the kingdom down here through and from within us. Oh, hallelujah. So you get, somebody's being healed right now as I speak. Somebody had a bad ankle, their left ankle's been bothering them. Whoever that is, jump up, move it around. You'll see it's completely gone. Whoever that is, go ahead, move it around. Left ankle. Your left ankle's been bothering you. You don't have to have that. Amen. But see, what we need to understand in John chapter 14, he wasn't saying that the greater works is that we're going to do bigger miracles. No, he was saying that the same thing. I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. Are y'all with me? And the same thing is that with you if you believe it. And if you can believe it, out of your belly. will flow the rivers of God, rivers of healing, Robert, rivers of prosperity, rivers of victory, rivers of peace, rivers of God that's inside of you. We don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit like we should. The body of Christ don't understand what's inside of them. Oh, it's greater. Are y'all with me? I don't understand. You know, what we're doing is in the church today, we're changing the gold for bronze. We're trying to put smoke machines to make the glory manifest. You know, we have rock and roll concerts with lights and jamming and all this stuff. And we're trying to create an atmosphere that makes us feel like we're different. But really all we're doing is creating an atmosphere for the world. We want to create an atmosphere that we're different, then we got to start begin to release the glory of God that's inside of us. Somebody say glory to God. See, when you understand that, then all of a sudden the rivers start flowing. Hallelujah. The river starts flowing. It starts flowing from within. It starts flowing from within. And when it starts flowing within, it comes upon. Are y'all with me now? John chapter 11, you know the chapter. I'm not going to go there, but you remember what Jesus said. I am the resurrection, and I am the life. He that believeth on me shall not die. Somebody say glory to God. How many know John chapter 9 verse 1 says, or where the blind man comes and they're all asking the question, why is this blind man like this? Was it the father's? Was it the family? What, or was it the sin of his own? What caused this? And Jesus looked and said, the cause has nothing to do with it. Do you understand? This sickness shall not be unto death, but that the glory, somebody say glory, the glory of God will be revealed. Amen. That's what God's speaking to me about what the devil's doing to you, Pastor. He's a liar. You know that. The glory of God will be revealed, period. He has his new heart. How many agree with me? Everybody right now, raise your hands up there and say it with me. Pastor, we thank God for your new heart. You have it. And we rejoice and we thank God for that victory. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Can you say amen? No weapon formed. In this last day, we're going to see the resurrection power of God like never before. We're seeing it all over the earth. Church, get ready. We're going to see manifestations of heaven. Sometimes we had a lady in one of my meetings, and you know, we can say, oh, that gold stuff, don't, you know, that's not God. Well, you know, you're shutting down some things that possibly could be. So why would we do that? Just so we'd be right? Are y'all with me? Being right really doesn't matter. I was in a meeting and I was praying over, ministering just like I am now. And there was a lady sitting there and she had a thing on her head. I couldn't tell what was wrong, but the Lord said she has cancer. And so I called her out. I said, ma'am, you got cancer. And she says, yes. And so I brought her up. And when I brought her up, her hands were full of gold dust. And she's standing there, Pastor, with her hands full of gold dust. And I'm like, Lord, what is this? And the Lord said, it's my glory, son. I said, all right. And I said, well, I'm going to pray for you. God's going to heal you completely of cancer. Do you believe that? She said, yes. She fell out in the power of God. When she got back up, the Lord said, there's another lady, and that lady over there, ma'am, do you have cancer? She didn't look like she did. She said, yes, I do. I said, come up here. This lady's going to pray for you. She took her hands that were full of gold dust, and she put them on that lady's body, and that lady went out in the power of God and was instantly healed. Hallelujah. We're living in days of signs and wonders. We're living in days of glory. We're living in days where the pleasures of God are greater than the pleasures of this earth. We need to begin to tap into heaven. We need to begin to tap into things that are not down here, but that are up there. Are y'all with me? There's places that God wants to take the church to. But because we question, we try to figure it all out, sometimes we never get there. All we have to do is believe the word. Can you say amen? Believe the word. If we can believe the word, we're going to see the works of God. That's what he said. He says, if you believe, just believe for the works. Just even works. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Who's that person? I had a word about the left ankle. They're being healed. There's pain in their left ankle. Whoever that is, the healing power of God's here to heal you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that you? Stand up if that's you. Amen. I thought it was you. You were moving your ankle around. Who is that? It's in the left ankle. In the left ankle. You don't have to leave here with it. You can leave without it. Amen. You can leave without it. Praise God. No weapon formed against your body has to prosper. You can allow it to prosper, but you don't have to. Praise God. Amen. Now raise your hands up and just begin to worship God. His presence is going. You know, the Lord showed me something. When you raise your hands like this, you know what it is? The Bible tells us in the Ark of the Covenant, there were two wings. The seraphims would have their wings over top of the box, which was the Ark of the Presence of God. And one day I was raising my hands and he said, "Son, do you know what it means when you raise your hands?" I said, "No, sir." He says, "It's showing you and giving you a recognition of what you have inside of you." He said, "The wings of the seraphim are your hands that are raising up over the Ark of my presence." He said, "You are the Ark of the Covenant. You are the Ark of my presence. You are the dwelling place of my glory." And he says, if you begin to realize what's inside of you, nothing will be impossible. Nothing. Resurrection power, while you're living in this body, will be made manifest. Though the outward man perishes, resurrection will begin to flow. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Shita Ambrosia. Stand up here. I don't know what it is, but I saw something in the spirit. Come over here. When I walked by you and I said, joy, I said, joy, I said, joy, I saw something. Raise your hands up there and just receive. I walked by you and I heard the Lord say, the enemy's trying to steal your joy. He's trying to steal your joy. He's trying to steal your joy, and he can't. He can't. No weapon formed against your joy can prosper. The devil's a liar. He's been raising up thoughts and imaginations that are contrary to the Word of God in your mind. You bring them captive by the Word of God and bring them captive by what's inside of you. The Lord told me, he said, joy unspeakable and full of his glory is now going to manifest. There it is right there. There it is right there. Take that anointing. The presence of God's all over you. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for that joy. Thank you for that joy. Thank you for that joy. You're not going to steal her joy, devil. You're not going to steal her joy, devil. In the name of Jesus, there it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it now. Take it now. Glory to God. Take it, honey. Take it. That's it. That's it right there. In the name of Jesus. Take it, honey. Take it. That's the anointing. Hallelujah. That's the glory there. See, that's the glory. That's the glory. Everybody go, ha, 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 devil. Ah, yeah, there it is right there. And you've also been having some issues in your stomach. There's been some issues in your stomach. The healing power of God's flowing right now over the stomach area. I don't know what it is, some kind of cramping that has been coming against your stomach. In the name of Jesus, whew, there it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it now. 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 In the name of Jesus, whew, lightnings of God begin to manifest now. In Jesus' name, now! Take it there. Somebody say hallelujah. Shh. Say glory to God. De brucusta hambra. Elimendro disti babrosusonoma. Imamambra bebe peto kuros nekriti namasasia. Stand up, Robert. The Lord gave me a word. Nikambro defiasasundama. I saw you as Moses, and I saw you with a staff in your hand. And the Lord's been asking you, what do you have in your hand? 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 It's what's going to solve your problem. It's what's going to solve your situation. The enemy's trying to steal from you right now in the financial realms, trying to take things from you that belong to you. But the Lord says there's a day and it's now. And that is where the staff that's in your hand is what you are going to begin to walk with. God says, I've given you this staff, I've anointed that staff, and that staff is the staff that budded with the anointing. See, the staff is what God wants you to walk in, not in the job. The job will bring nothing but just over broke. And the enemy's been stealing from you in that area. And the Lord says, no more, no more, no more. God says, the staff that's in your hand is the staff that I want to begin to use. He says, I'm not going to use the staff against the enemy. I'm going to use the staff to hold you up in this season in your life. God says, you will see the finances will begin to blossom from the staff, and the anointing will come out of the staff. And because of the anointing that's in the staff, God says, I will cause you to prosper. It's not in the job. It's what I keep hearing by the Spirit. It's in the anointing. Now there goes right there. There goes right there. There goes right there. Take it now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Stand up, hon. God's touching your shoulders. Come here. Stand right here. God's healing your shoulders. You've been having a lot of pain in your shoulders, your upper back. And it's pain, but it's not just pain. It's almost as if it's at times... Not only that, it's causing dizziness. It's causing out of balance feelings because of the nerve that's being pinched right now. That's what it is. This happened when there was some kind of a dramatic situation in your life that caused a nerve to be pinched. And since that time, you've been having that pain in your back. You also have a problem in your knee. It pops. I just heard you have a problem in your knee. Now there's the anointing right there. Take it now. Take it now in the name of Jesus. I release the healing. I release the anointing. There it goes right there. Take it. Take it. Take it. Receive it. Yeah. You'll see that pain's leaving you right now in the name of Jesus. Take it now. Take it now. Take it. That's it right there. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now the Lord told me to have you stand up. Stand up. Help her back up there. That's it. Help her back up there. You'll see the pain's completely gone. Move your neck around. Move your shoulders around. It's all completely gone, isn't it? Hallelujah. Now stand right here because I saw something else in the Spirit. You've been having, I don't know what it is, if it's forgetfulness or just a fear of that. I don't know exactly what that is, but I keep hearing something. Just like a fog. And I don't know what it is, but in the name of Jesus, you have to go right now. Whew, my God, there it goes right there. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. In the name of Jesus, go! Now, loose. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're coming into a time, and I say this by the Spirit, where demonic activity is beginning to manifest in a more brazen boldness mentality. It's like, you know, we're allowing it is what it is, you know. When you allow certain sins in the earth and we brace it, then they become brazen. They become cocky. And that's what these spirits are doing now. They think they have a lot more control, but they don't. And I've been seeing that a lot overseas. Demonic influence and demonic activity is rising. It's rising. And it's manifesting even in Christians because we're not taking care of it. Are y'all with me? You know, people say, well, Christians can't have demons. Well, I sure have seen some that do. Are y'all with me? And can they have it in their body? Yep, I've seen cancer disappear instantly. That's a demon. Are y'all with me? I've seen it in their mind. Have you seen it in their mind? I've seen literally demons speak out of the mouth of a Christian because the demon had possessed the mind. Can the demon possess the spirit? No, because the spirit man has one dwelling in it, and it's the Holy Spirit. And there's no other person that can be in there. And a kingdom can't be divided. Are y'all with me? But can it possess the mind? You bet it can. And so many times, and that's what we're starting to see. There's more activity happening in the realm of the spirit. I don't know if you're sensing it, but it's happening in the realm of the spirit more and more, more and more. There's a... Raise your hands up there. I'm going to continue to minister in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody has been having their right knee. It's I don't know exactly what it is, but it's feeling as if it's popping out, completely going out of socket. And at times when it happens, you have to sit down and literally almost put the thing back in. It hurts so bad. Who is that? Who is that? If that's you, stand up. I want to pray with you. Sometimes the Lord will show me who it is. Other times he doesn't. But that's what I heard. That's what I heard. Who is it? Who is it? It's in the right knee, and it feels like it pops. I don't know how to explain. It feels like not popping like you've been feeling, you know, but that it comes out. It comes out. It literally comes out. Who is that? If that's you, stand up. Stand up. That's how God uses me. See, he'll give me a word, and the person gets their healing. Praise God. Amen. Now walk out in the middle of the aisle there. Walk out in the middle of the aisle there, hallelujah. Come up here with me, sister. Come up here with me. God's going to begin to release you more into your ministry. I heard the Lord say that. He says he's going to release you more into your ministry. There's things that God's doing in the house, and he's going to release you more into your ministry. You're not just the husband of a minister, or the wife of a minister. You have a calling on your life. You have gifts and callings that have been placed inside of you for such a time as this. And the Lord is releasing not only the husbands and the wives to go, or the husbands to go into another phase. Come up here with me. Come up here with me, both of you. The Lord is releasing the two of you. And there's an anointing coming upon you as a Joshua in this house. The two of you, take hands, raise them up. And I saw in the spirit, gifts are being released in the house. And when I say released, not only are they just being brought up and people are seeing them, but they're being released. God is establishing the fivefold ministry in the leadership of this house. And it's a mandate from God, because God wants pastor to step more into the writing, the establishment of the Bible Training Center. The anointing that God has placed inside of you, pastor, is to step more into an apostolic anointing. And as you step into that apostolic anointing, the anointings upon your life are going to be released to the pastors, to the fivefold ministries. That's what the Lord said. There's five ministries that are going to birth underneath your authority and underneath your anointing in this house. And God is going to, it's like the disciples said, they needed more time for prayer and fasting. The Lord is saying that to you, pastor. He's going to begin to anoint and establish the ministries in the house so that he can give you more time to prayer and fasting and seeking God, and even going out on the beach. And I don't know who said it, but sitting out on the beach and reading a book, praise God. It's time, the Lord says, that I'm causing the apostolic anointing upon your life to be released. Now, the enemy's been lying and saying otherwise, but we know he's a liar. And now, I thank you for the anointing upon this couple. I thank you, Father God, that you've anointed them, called them from their mother's womb for such a time as this, and the gift of teaching, prophetic anointing that's in this man. In the name of Jesus, we'll come forth. In the ministry of mercy that this lady has to bring forth goodness and mercy, Father. In the name of Jesus, I release it right now. Let your glory flow. Let your glory flow. Let your glory flow. There it goes right there. In the name of Jesus, I release it right now. Now here it comes again. Here it comes again. I release. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I release more. More, more, Lord, more, more. There it goes. Woo, glory to God. More, Lord, more, Lord. Now, Michelle, come up here, sweetheart. Come up here. Lay your hands on her and release that anointing. Release it. There it goes, there it goes, there it goes. Take it now, take it now, take it now, take it now, take it now. Raise your hands up there and come up here with me. Touch her right knee. Release the anointing of God over that knee. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, that that knee is being restored. Muscles, tendons are holding and are releasing right now in the name of, there goes the anointing right there. Receive it. Receive it. That's the power of God. Receive it. Somebody watch. Watch her too, because she's going down too. The glory's on them. On them both. Hallelujah. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now there it goes right there. Take it now, take it now, take it now, take it now. In Jesus' name. That's it right there. Take it now, take it now. Take it, receive that. Receive that. Hallelujah. You want some of that too? Stand up here, honey. Stand up here. You and your mama. Come up here also. Hallelujah. Come up here. Come up here, up front. Up front. Praise you, Jesus. I don't know why the Lord did that right in the middle of that prayer. I was going to pray for her, and he brings them out. There's something God's doing. Take your mama's hand. Come up here, Robert. Faithfulness is hard to find. I've known this family for a long time, and I remember when they first started going to this church. Amen. I go way back. Amen. I've probably been here longer than some of you. Raise your hands up there. There is absolutely a new anointing coming upon this family. I'm telling you, God is about to bless, 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 bless with blessings that are beyond your imagination. I said that about your finances, Robert. Take your daughter's hand, because the power of God's going to come on you. You're the head. It's going to go down. Same anointings upon her. See, she's anointed as with the spirit of excellence and the spirit of prosperity. That anointing will make you a millionaire. The Lord says you're not called to just preach or teach. That's not your calling. Your calling is to be an entrepreneur and to flow in grace of abundance. Grace of abundance. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, it's coming on this whole household. It's coming on this whole household. Now here it comes right now. Take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I want some of that. Glory to God. Now I keep getting several things in my spirit. Somebody's been having issues. I don't know what it is, but pain. And it's not on the chest area, but it's not in the heart. It's on the other side. And it's a pain right here underneath the cavity, right here in this area. Whoever that is, stand up. I want to pray with you. I keep getting words of knowledge and nobody's standing up. I don't understand that. been a long time. Might be online. You're exactly right. I didn't even think about that. If that's you, I want to pray with you. Amen. I prayed for... Who is that? If it's somebody online, we're going to pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. We got all kinds of people probably going to be online tonight. But we release the healing power of God over this area of your body right now. And I command pain to go from this area right here underneath the rib cage. And I speak healing in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. How many believe that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, somebody's been, and I've never had this word. Somebody's been having, like, and it might just be what do you call it, PMS? I don't know. But I never had this word. But they've been just getting, like, sweat. Just go into a place where you just start sweating. And, but not a healthy sweat. Something just, you know, it's not healthy at all. And just comes over you. Who is that? Is that you? Come up here. Yeah, this lady, bless her heart, she is in faith in all my meetings. I've never seen anybody receive like this woman right here. She comes, when I come, she comes believing. I tell you, I see that. Raise your hands up there. And I don't know what it is, but I kept feeling it in my spirit. And I literally even started to sweat a little bit. Yeah, I can feel it on my forehead. And I just felt sweat just come all over my head. Not my body, just my head. And the healing power of God's on you right now in the name of Jesus. Whew, hallelujah. I don't even have to touch you when the glory manifests. There it is right there. Take it now. Take it now. Stop. No more. No more sweating in Jesus' name. No more. And these headaches, migraines, you've been fighting against these for a time now, but lately they've been getting to the place that you've been a little concerned. And these headaches have been getting so strong at times. In the name of Jesus, they have to go because of what they know. They know there's power in the name of Jesus. And I'll tell you what's coming to the church is miracles and healings and signs and wonders like we've never seen before. There it is right there. There it is right there. Take it now. Take it now. Somebody's being healed in their right arm. It's a pain that starts like right here and it goes down. It's like almost a pain in that whole arm area. Is that you? Stand up. If that's you, whoever it is, stand up. If that's you. Take it. Take it, take it, take it. Drink it, drink it. Drink it, drink it, drink it, drink it. Drink it. Here it comes again. Drink it. That's the anointing, see? Jesus blew on his disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." That's it right there. Take it, take it, take it. Take the rest of it. Yeah, there's the anointing there. There's the anointing. There's the anointing. Now you, joyful, come up here. You, joyful, come up here. Come up here, joyful. Touch her. Touch her. Release that anointing. Release it. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Touch her. Touch her. Just walk towards her to get stronger. That's it. It'll get stronger as you walk towards her. The anointing is in our hands and it comes out like lightning bolts. There it goes right there. That's it. That's it. Now here comes the rest of it. Take it. That's it. You got it. You got it. Receive it. Don't be afraid to fall out. Just receive it. Sometimes you just need the carpet. Amen. Sometimes you just need some carpet time. There's healing in this house tonight. Praise God. Somebody's being healed. And I know men don't like this word, but I'm going to give it. Somebody's being healed in their prostate. They've been having issues. And whoever it is, the healing power of God's here to heal you. Amen. Who it is, stand up if it's you. Is that you, Robert? Stand up over here. Stand up over here. And the anointing's coming on you strong. I saw it very strong, very strong. Whew. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it in the name of Jesus. No more swelling. No more swelling. No more swelling. Somebody's been having swelling in their legs. Who is that? Just like swelling water filling up in their legs. Who is that? Who is that? Is that you, Michelle? Raise your hands up there and just receive. You don't have to have that in Jesus' name. I speak right now over these legs and over the water, the retention of the water in these legs in the name of Jesus. And I command right now by the authority of God that these legs be restored back to what God created them to be restored to. We say that every vein, yeah, that's what I heard, veins, veins, veins. I keep hearing the word veins are being healed right now. You don't need no surgery. You don't need no, Your veins are being completely restored right now in the name of Jesus. We release it now, Father, and we thank you. Come up here with me. Come up here with me. Hallelujah. Touch your legs. Touch your legs and release it. Release. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Power of God's on you. Yeah, get some more of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see the glory on you. The glory is on you right now. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. The glory is on you. Praise God. Who's that person in their arm that I said? Is that you? I thought it was you. I was coming over here, but I didn't know if it was exactly you. Sometimes the Lord will show that. Yeah, now raise your hand up there and close your eyes. There it goes right there. I release healing over this arm in the name of Jesus right now. I command the whole arm into the shoulder to be restored right now. I kept seeing your rotator cuff here. I saw the rotator cuff, and when I saw the rotator cuff in the spirit, I saw it locked up, and it wasn't locked up usually. You know, when you have a rotator problem, it's usually a lock up where you can't even hardly move your arm up. It's not that, but it's locked up in a way that it's causing the bone in there to rub. And what you're feeling is you're feeling the bone rubbing on a nerve that's causing the pain to go shooting down into your arm. That's what the Lord showed me. Raise your hands up. The healing power of God's here to release that rotator cuff now. And there it goes right there. There it goes right there. We had a girl in our last meeting, couldn't move her arm past this point. And the Lord gave me a word, and I walked over to her and said, "You're the one. You can't move your arm, right?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Well, come up here." And she just started going like this, completely healed. It's completely gone. Now, that's yours is too. Yours is gone completely right now. No more pain. Move it around good. That's it. Look at that. No more pain. Did you have pain when you came here tonight?
Very dull.
Very dull. But now? I don't like less. How many of you guys like less? James, you like less? Come up here. Put your hand on that shoulder and say, "Less be gone." No, the other one.
Less be gone.
Now say it in faith.
Less be gone.
There you go. There you go. Now move it around. Now it's free. Now it's free. Get some more of that. It's good. Get some more of that. You need to get drunk. I remember this guy. We used to pray for him, and he would bounce all the way back to the end of the church. Give it to him, God. Give it to him. Saturate him. Saturate him. Saturate him. There it goes. 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 Oh, freedom, 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 freedom. Sikombredeski, stand up. You've been having issues in this area for quite some time. And raise your hands up there. And And I don't know what this is, but it has some kind of connection with what I prayed for. But it's caused issues in the whole digestive area. I don't know what that is, but it's caused issues. I don't know if it's a backup. I don't know what it is. But in Jesus' name, no more. No more. Somebody say no more. Everybody sing this song as we continue to flow in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, here comes again. Here comes again. That's it. That's it. Just take that. Just take it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say glory, 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 glory. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it.
And I exalt you. I exalt you.
Hallelujah.
I exalt you.
Glory to my city, my country, this. Roger, come up here and get some of this. Come up here and get some of this. We're going to need a couple ushers, because or just bring a chair up. Doesn't matter. Our God's here, very strong. Right? Raise your hands up, sir. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for a complete. There goes right there. There goes right there. There goes right there. There goes right there. Complete restoration. The Lord has healed you. In your back. He's healed you in your hips. He's healed you in these areas. But the enemy keeps bringing it back. And the Lord says, complete. 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 There it goes right there. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Complete. In the name of Jesus. Whew. Glory to God. Now here it comes. Here it comes. In Jesus' name. I release it now. That's it right there. You got it. That's it. That's it right there. That's the anointing. I'm not even going to touch you. The power of God's all over you. Hallelujah.
Exalt you.
That's it right there. That's it right there. Hey, cora nombre de fisis, erima nombre de fisa. I see a hedge around your house. I see a hedge around your house. The Lord says you have built a hedge around your family and around your house, and no weapon formed against your family shall prosper. No weapon formed against your household will prosper. In the name of Jesus, spirits of infirmity, in Jesus' name, be far from this house. In Jesus' name. There's the hedge. There's the hedge. It's around your house. It's around your house. The Lord says, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't be preoccupied. Don't worry about it. It's an attack, but it's just an attack. It's nothing but. It's a lying symptom. And the Lord told me. He said, don't worry. Don't worry. Sit down. Relax. The hedge has been built. The protection's there. Yeah, there it goes right there. There it goes. And over your wife, the hedge is. Yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. In the name of Jesus, so be it according to the word of God. In Jesus' name. There goes. Take it, take it, take it, take it. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, somebody's been having, and I think this might even be on the internet, but somebody's been having issues with ulcers in their stomach. Ulcers in their stomach. And it might be on the internet. I kind of felt that it was. Did she get it? She got it, didn't she? she got it. She got it. Who is that? Are you here having ulcers, stomach, like burning spots in your stomach? I don't know what that is. If not, I want you to reach your hands to the camera right now. We're going to release the resurrection power of God. And Father, we command right now in Jesus' name, for that person that's having this burning in their stomach that's like ulcers, in the name of Jesus, right now, we command that they disappear in Jesus' name right now. Right now, we release it. There's the power of God right there, whoever that is. Whoever that is, whoever that is, the power of God's on you right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'll tell you now, I'm going to do something. I want to do something before we go because I want to pray for everybody that needs prayer. I usually don't do this. You know, I don't have prayer lines. I'm like your pastor. I don't believe in them. I really don't. I don't believe you need them. What we've done with prayer lines is we've turned them into places of confession. So we bring the people up and say, what's wrong with you? And they say, I'm dying of cancer. Well, what are you going to do about that? You can't change that. Are y'all with me? Who do we think we are? So, I mean, most of the time prayer lines are just, you know, just negative areas of energy. I mean, we create that. But when God leads you to lay hands, then you come up to receive the anointing. Are y'all with me? You come up to receive the power of God. If you need prayer tonight for healing, come stand up right now and come up here. Come up here. I'm going to pray for you. Amen. There's a healing anointing here tonight. That's what's flowing. People are being healed. Amen. Who else? Amen. Don't be ashamed. Praise God. When I call you to come up, come on up. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, God is good all the time. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait just a little bit more. I know there's some more people than this. Amen. Stand right in the middle. You say, well, I'm healed. I know you are. So I'm going to agree with you. The power of God that's inside of you is going to come upon you and you're going to receive what's yours. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, we, you know, sometimes our confession can hinder us. You know that? I'm telling you, you can. Because sometimes we're confessing something out of fear, hoping that we're not what we're confessing. That's not confession. Confession is declaring what the Word says we are. Amen. Now, does it mean that you shouldn't go up in a prayer line? No, bless God. I mean, in a time where God calls up a person to pray. Now, every prayer line, I don't believe you should go up in. Amen. I'm like your pastor on that. I don't believe you should go up to every prayer line. Raise your hands up there and just receive. The anointing's coming on. Praise God. The anointing. Hallelujah. Whew, there it goes right there. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. That's the anointing. Hallelujah. All I'm doing is coming in agreement with the Word. Amen. Coming in agreement with your declaration. Coming in agreement with your words. Hallelujah. Now there it is right there. There it is right there. There it is right there. Receive it. That's the anointing, see? That's the anointing. You say, well, what's the anointing? The anointing is inside of you. The Bible says it's the Holy Spirit. The anointing. You have this anointing. What anointing? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inside of you. The Holy Spirit inside of you is the anointing. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead quickens your flesh, praise God. And that's what's happening up here tonight. It's quickening flesh, praise God. It's quickening flesh. Now there it is right there. There it is right there. There's the anointing right there. There's the anointing right there. There's the anointing right there. You don't have to have, in the name of Jesus, no sickness, no disease. And there it goes right there. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. There's the anointing, see? There's the anointing, see? There's the anointing, see? That's the anointing. Hallelujah. God's healing you completely in the area of your back and your whole structure. Your whole structure is being healed right now. Hallelujah. Now there's the anointing right there. Receive it. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Right there. Take it. 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 In the name. In the name. You're not finished yet. Get some more of that. Get some more of that. Get some more of that. Get some more of that, see? Ah, ha, 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 ha. Yes, I was going to get to, and I never went there, is Psalms chapter 2. I believe it's verse 8, but it says, he who sits. How many are sitting in heaven? All right, well, we got a couple hands. Come on, how many people are sitting in heaven? He who sits in heaven laughs. We laugh at sickness. We laugh at disease. We laugh at poverty. We laugh at destruction. We laugh at depression. We laugh at oppression. There it goes right there. We laugh at what the devil tries to do in our life. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, there it is right there. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. I'm going to release it now. Take it. Take it, take it. That's the anointing there. Take it. Take it, take it, take it. Here comes the anointing right now. Here comes the anointing right now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here comes again. Take it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. That's what the Lord said. Start laughing. Ha, ha, ha. He can't bring something back that doesn't belong to you. Ha, ha, ha. No weapon formed against you prospers. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing. Father, I thank you. Yeah, yeah, there goes right there. There goes right there. There goes right there. Ha, 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 ha. Every cell in this body receive the resurrection power of God. And every demonic spirit that's trying to bring back her past, this disease shall not and cannot come back. In the name of Jesus, I break the power and the authority over this individual. And I say, no, you will not and you cannot return. Now there's the anointing right there. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Every cell in your body be revived now. Now revived and made alive. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. You got it. Now this is sadly. I come against the spirit of death. And I say in the name of Jesus, you have no place in this body. Go now. Loose her completely. And I speak complete divine healing flowing. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it, take it. Receive. Take that, take that, take that, take that, take that, take that, take that. I don't know why people don't want to fall out. When people don't want to fall out, you know what happens? They stand up and their mind's on standing up. So their mind's interfering with flowing and receiving the anointing. Sometimes you just need to release and let the anointing flow. Yeah, there it is right there. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You say, well, you don't have to fall out. No, you don't. But when the anointing's in you, it's okay. Yeah, there it is right there. In Jesus' name, I release healing, Father. Healing, 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 healing. Complete restoration and healing now. In Jesus' name, take it. Raise your hands up there, James. Father, I thank you for healing. There it goes right there. 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 The glory of the latter house will be greater, 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 greater. There's the healing power of God from Sikambrosis. Receive it now. Receive it now. Somebody say, God is good all the time. Stand up. Come up here, Kenny. Raise your hands up there. In the name of Jesus, I release your healing power right now from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Let your glory saturate him. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Receive your healing. I see your body relaxing. Your whole body relaxing. It's like tensed up in the natural. And I think it has to do with your job, to tell you the truth. It's all tensed up. It's all tensed up. And it's causing all the pain. And I see it relaxing. I see it just like, that's what I felt. Raise your hands up. You're going to feel that relax come over you. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. It's just relaxing right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak relaxation to the back. There it goes. Muscles, tendons, relax in Jesus' name. Now here comes right now. Receive. There it goes, 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 there it goes. Take it, take it, take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it. In the name of Jesus, relax. Relax now. Relax now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Move your body around. Touch your toes. That's it. You'll see it's already relaxed, isn't it? It's gone, isn't it? That, all that pain and stress, it's stress. And you're relaxed now. Praise God. Come up here, buddy. Raise your hands up there and just receive. Hallelujah. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. In the name of Jesus. That's it right there. That's the power of God. Receive it. Receive it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on up here. Raise your hands up there and just receive. Same anointing, same presence. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Receive it now. In Jesus' name, I release your anointing. My God, there it is. There it is. I kept hearing the Lord say, it's not time to give up, not time to look back, it's not time to run. It's time to run with me. I have plans, I have destiny, and no weapon formed against that destiny can prosper. So don't look to the right, don't look to the left, don't look back. Look forward and realize that your future is greater than your past. And it'll all be good. It'll all be good. There it goes right there. Take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. That's the anointing. That's the anointing. That's the anointing. You already healed. You already healed. You already healed. I keep seeing the same thing. Just stress, pains and stress. It has no place in your body. In the name of Jesus, no place at all. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. You're going to start breathing in again. You've been feeling pains in your lung capacity and in the back. And this pain is coming from the lungs for some reason. There's something being cleansed. It's entering into the back. It's the back area is where you're feeling the pain. But it's almost as if it's all locked up in here. All locked up in here. And it's got to go now in Jesus' name. There goes. In the name of Jesus, there goes again, in Jesus' name. Whew. Somebody say hallelujah. Say God's good. Praise God. Who's taking service of you, Pastor? Praise God. Pastor, come up, sir. Hallelujah. Keep us in prayer. We appreciate your prayers, and we know you are. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor.
The Men of Valor have offering envelopes if you need one. If not, just make your check payable to House of the Lord and plant a seed into this ministry now. You can be a part of the gospel going into Europe, into South America, ask Daddy God, say, Daddy, what would you have me to plant in this ministry? What would you have me to invest at this time? And then let him direct your giving. When God tells you a seed, it's because he knows of a future need. And the seed you plant today brings the harvest you'll need down the road. Our God is faithful. I said, our God is faithful. And he can be trusted. And he wants to crown you with abundance. Because I pastor the wealthiest group of people in the wealthiest church the world has ever seen. Give joyfully, expecting the return.
Hallelujah. You are blessed. You're loved. The Lord shines his face onto you, and we call you children of the Most High God. Blessed in every way. Go with God.